Praise be Jesus and Mary. The readings this morning present to us what I like to call Velcro spirituality. Hear that sound? Velcro spirituality. And it can all be summed up in the words of St. Paul, where he says, "Time is running out, for the world in its present form is passing away." And what he's saying is, we need to be aware of that everything in this world is passing, and so not to be attached to it. He says, from now on, let those having wives act as not having them, those weeping as not weeping, those rejoicing as not rejoicing, those buying as not owning, those using the world as not using it fully. Right? The affections of our hearts can't be attached to those things. And we can feel this in the lives that we live. You know, just ask the man who loves his Sunday football. Ask him to give it up one Sunday, and you're going to feel that. You feel it right in the soul. Could be anything. Could be your morning coffee. Or maybe some of the friars, when they get up in the morning, feel like they're attached to their beds with Velcro. All of these things we need to be disattached from. Unattached to our affections, can't be bound up in them. There's really only one thing that we should be attached to, that this should represent, the two pieces, the will of God and our will. Okay? We want those to be attached and never to separate. Now, as we pass through this world, the devil, the flesh, and the false maxims of the world try to tear at that. And here we see the great value of total consecration to Our Lady, who never departed for a single moment from the will of God. The soul that consecrates himself entirely to Our Lady, unlimitedly, unconditionally, irrevocably, that's like putting a bead of superglue around the Velcro, strengthening the union of our will with the will of God, with the will of the Immaculate. And that's how we want to pass through this world, always united with God and His holy will, in time and in eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.